Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode on the loudmouth British fellow who has taken the Minecraft world by storm, Tommy Innit.
Okay, boys, it's train time.
I'm like Link from the Legend of Zelda franchise, but in a train.
I really do not know how we don't have an episode on Tommy Innit. I kind of touched on him earlier in an S&P podcast, but I never really did an individual episode, so thank you to the Apple reviewer who asked for it. Here you go. Okay, so today we will be talking about Tommy Innit, someone who just truly, truly amazes me. Tommy Innit is about my age, and he currently has 9.47 million subscribers. So yeah, he's doing all right, and he has just been grinding so hard, and he has taken the Minecraft world by storm in streaming, in YouTube, in every step of the way. And he has done a fantastic job of, you know, keeping his community going, making content, making friends. He knows the YouTube game, the streaming game, incredibly well, and he takes advantage of that. Not only that, but specifically, we're going to be focusing on his newer content today, since I kind of focused on his older content in that episode where I included him. But we're going to focus on his newer content, specifically some of his vlog stuff that he's been branching into. But we'll start with Minecraft. Tommy Innit is a Minecraft YouTuber at heart. He has done so many Minecraft YouTubers, and they're all hilarious.
I think I just tried to say YouTuber and videos at the same time. I meant videos. Have a good day.
Recently, he has kind of been doing mod videos. I think pretty much every Minecraft video in the past, maybe even a month or so, has been a mod video. He hasn't been doing much S&P stuff, as kind of the S&P stuff has died down a bit, just in terms of how often they stream on it. So he's been doing a lot of mod videos, but each one of those mod videos is extremely well done and good. Tommy seems to have a very good understanding of what makes a YouTube video good. I mention a lot of these popular streamers and stuff, and I usually come with the reservation that they are a better streamer than YouTuber. It is very hard to get someone who is very successful on YouTube as well as Twitch to the same extent, and that is found in Tommy Innit. Tommy has done an incredible job on YouTube with the 10 million subscribers and tons of views. In Twitch, he always gets thousands upon thousands of subs and viewers when he streams. Now, his mod videos are very, very well done. Basically, the premise of this is he goes in and he explores a Minecraft mod. Just to mention some, we have Minecraft But the Void is Rising, Minecraft Surgery mod, RLCraft, which is like a hard Minecraft mod, and then Minecraft But My Friend is a Wither. And then he also has almost some more story-ish ones, like Escaping Minecraft's Funniest Prison and other things like that. But they are all very, very funny and very, very, very well done. What I think he does really well is he knows that people, one, want change, and that people want, they want to know what they're getting, but they also want change.
We installed the Morph mod into Minecraft. We installed the Surgery mod into Minecraft. We installed the TNT Surge mod into Minecraft. We added the Black Hole mod to Minecraft. We added the Extreme Jump mod to Minecraft.
That's the thing. So what happens, I think, is what a lot of Minecraft YouTubers will kind of become stagnant in a, you know, no one new will come to them because they kind of produce the same content over and over. Minecraft is a game that has many different possible outcomes and is very useful for making content, but you can overuse it. It is a possibility. Only through changing it with mods and stuff and situations and interactions like the S&P, you keep it entertaining. And Tommy has kept it entertaining in notably entertaining in two ways. One, he changes up the mod. Now, sometimes he does a surgery mod. Sometimes he does, like I said, Lava Rising, Void Rising, just Different mobs, sometimes he throws in a wild card, all of that. General premise is usually beat the game. That is kind of it. Or sometimes it's just survive. But it's not really anything else other than that. Like, he simultaneously at the same time changes it up by changing the mod. But since he also leaves the same premise, you're like, oh, it's a Tommy video. You know what's going on. You're like, oh, what's the little new swing on it this time? But you are still watching the same type of content. You can recognize the format. It is very easy to jump in and jump out of those videos. I switched over to, you know, a lot of different videos, and I could easily watch it right away. I hadn't watched his channel in a while, and I was able to kind of jump back in without any really obstruction or, you know, wondering what the plot was or anything like that. And then even going from video to video, I never really felt lost for a second. Now, the second thing, which is almost one of the best things that does, is he keeps a rotating crew, pretty much. In almost fairly every single one of his videos I have watched thus far in the past month, 2 months, he has had friends with him in the mod videos. And not just one friend, three to four. So yes, he has an incredibly talented one. I'll go over them in a sec, rotating friends who star in his videos. But I have expressed multiple times on this channel, YouTubers are successful because people want to feel like they are gaming with their friends. And especially collab videos, people really like collab videos because they feel like, again, they are gaming with their friends. There is a repertoire. You are not just watching someone play a video game. You are having fun with a group of friends that allows you to be a part of it. There's this inclusive feeling when friends play. And having friends also allows for no lag time. One of the things I've personally discovered with doing a one-man podcast is you have to keep going. If you are doing a one-man something, there is no room for stopping, because if you stop, there is no content. So when you're filming a video, when you're filming the amount of videos he is and trying to produce the amount of content, it can become, I'm assuming, I've never produced at this pace, but even at the pace I've produced, it can become very tiring trying to fill that much time by yourself. And it seems that his recording sessions are definitely not longer than what the video is, because there's editing too. So if you're constantly trying to be funny, sometimes it's hard to produce. So if you have this cast of friends that you're filming videos with, when you kind of falter or you run out of things to say, they can kind of take over. It also gives sparks sometimes. They say something, you can work off of that. You can work with each other. There's this repertoire, as I said. And not only that, but he has kept a rotating cast of characters. So, for one, the viewer does not get bored and it's the same people. It feels like there is change. Tommy is the constant because it is his channel, obviously. But there is changing groups of people, changing combos of people, changing people in general. So, when you have these different people, you have different repertoires, different sparks here and there, different interactions, different types of interactions.
I return my bowl.
Oh, in the juice it goes.
Bowls. Where did you get a bowl?
It almost looks a little shiv-like, doesn't it?
Is that a shiv?
I don't have a shiv.
Be a prison shanker.
No, 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 no! I don't want to be beat. Stop beating me.
I got a gun too.
Holy shit! I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die if you hit me.
No, it's fine. It's fine. He forgot. He forgot now.
They're very good at hypnosis.
We can't tell the higher ups we do this.
Do what?
Some are funny than others, some, you know, take hold of the video more than others. But they are all usually extremely work well together. When looking at Tommy's videos, people I have seen in them include Technoblade, Slimesicle, Filza, Schlatt, Rambu, Jack Manifold, Tubbo, Wilbur Suit, Quackity, Ninja. And yeah, he rotates them from video to video. I think it usually works better when the people know each other well and are friends. I think a very funny video that was done was I Survived Minecraft's Hardest mod. That was with Jay Schlatt and Slimesicle, and Jay Schlatt and Slimesicle are very good friends, you know, on the side, just in general. So bringing that friendship and throwing Tommy into the fold is very funny to watch. And yeah, pretty much I think all of them work extremely well. Filza and Technoblade is another very good combination. They kind of know each other. They have a repertoire. They're both kind of dry like that. And it's funny. Now, my one, to be honest, feedback on, you know, the guests and all of that, Ninja to me just seems horribly out of place. I think everybody else kind of seems fun, and along the lines, Jack Manifold, even though Filza's like a bit older, well, compared to Tommy, he's older, a lot older. But even though he's older, I think he still fits in with this Minecraft crew. Quackity can be a wild card because his content is sometimes slat as well, more vulgar, but they still fit in with the crew. They know how to play Minecraft, and I feel like they love the game. Ninja, I think he loves playing the game, but he always just feels very, very out of place, in my opinion.
At some point, Tommy.
Ninja, what do you reckon? You've always been my advisor.
Let me tell you something here, Mr. Tommy.
I recommend that we don't give it to Will, but he has addictive tendencies, remember?
When I watched Ninja and Tommy's videos, I couldn't really get through it. I don't know. It just felt like there was like an interruption. Like he had almost, I know he didn't force his way in, but it almost like felt like he had. It felt like, you ever make plans like with a group and then someone's like, oh, we're going to blank. And you're like, oh, and then you can't really say no. That's what it feels like in a way, that he's just like the tag along, the little brother and the little cousin that someone had to say, oh, no, you can come. It just feels like it's awkward. And I don't know why, but personally, I feel like his repertoire doesn't really fit in with that of the Minecrafters. That is my personal opinion. You may like the addition of Ninja, but he feels very out of place to me. I really like Slimesicle, and he has been in a lot of Tommy's videos, and I think they gel well together. Sometimes I think Charlie can have a tendency to sometimes take a lot of the spotlight, which is good or bad, depending if you like him. If you like him, it's great. If you don't, probably bad. But I always like him, and I think Jack Manifold, actually, he was in the Escaping Minecraft Funniest Prison. That was Jack Manifold, Schlatt, Tubbo, Tommy, Slimesicle. That was a really good one, and I actually would like to see more of Jack and Tommy, because I think they're actually really funny together. Jack, Tommy, and Tubbo, I think that's a good combination.
Break it down, Jack!
Well, I don't want to do this! My wife! I don't want to see
No, don't you dare get cold feet now, Jack! If I get home, I can see my wife! What do you mean, your wife, you don't want to see her? What fucking...
I'm staying away from her! I didn't do anything wrong, I just pretended! I just said, hey, honey, I did bad things! Need to leave for the next few years!
What's your sentence?
Life! Her life! When she dies, I leave!
You could just go to Argentina or something and meet other women. You know, you just leave here with me. Please, you help me break it. We can't do this by ourselves.
I do like the sound of Argentina. Okay, I'm with you.
Right. Rambu always does a very nice job as well, you know, putting his jokes in. And I think he doesn't take over too much. Actually, I would say that Rambu may be the best at having a nice balance. He tends not to take over too much, but he still is able to put his two cents in and play out a bit. And I think he is very, very good at doing that, where he kind of balances the line right there. Actually, Jay Schlatt also does that very, very well as well. I don't want to say it very well as well twice, but he's also very good at doing that, because I don't know why Schlatt, it seems, is very patient in his waiting. And then he kind of jumps in when he feels like it's funny. And when he does, it's generally pretty funny. So that's kind of how Tommy's Minecraft videos have been going. I mean, they're just great, honestly. He knows how to make YouTube content, and he knows how to excel at it. One interesting thing that I want to know how it's working is when he asks people to subscribe, I think he goes, oh, I know people find me really annoying. So if you don't find me annoying, click subscribe.
Also, if you don't really know me and you don't find me annoying, then please subscribe. Listen, just halfway through the video, if you decide that you don't hate me, then please consider subscribing.
Now, I don't know why he does this, but it feels like it works. I think One, if you really like him, you feel petty. You're like, oh, well, you're actually pretty funny. I'm going to subscribe to you. But if you don't like him, it kind of takes the wind out of your sails, I would imagine. Because if you're like, yeah, you're like, oh, he's not that all he's cracked up to be. But then he's like, oh, yeah, a lot of people find me annoying. You're like, oh, well, now he just admitted it. So I feel like people, it may be less likely to dislike them and actually more likely to give him another try. Because it's almost like reverse psychology, in my opinion. Which I would love to see when he says that versus like when he doesn't say that, how that plays out in subs gain, dislike ratio. I'd be fascinated to see that data. Now I want to move on to something very interesting that Tommy has been doing, and that is vlogging. Now, his most popular video on his channel is a vlog that has 28 million views, and it is called I Met Wilbur Soot, I always forget, in real life. And it's good. And now he has done a few more on his main channel, including, these are both kind of new, one a month ago, I Met KSI in real life. 14 million views. One that was released 4 days ago. 4 days ago. Already has 9 million views called I Pushed Tubbo Out of a Plane. That is where Tubbo, Jack Manifold, and Tommy all go skydiving. And I'll be honest, there is very little actual skydiving footage. But it is a hilarious video.
Sound warning since they're on a plane.
Like a dream!
Favorite video?
I can't like the Hunter videos.
Oh,
wait,
for real? Please don't let us try, because Dream will be very upset. He's a big Manifold enjoyer.
We're really jumping out of a plane with a dream
stand. I don't know exactly why it's so hilarious, but it is. What I would try to attribute it to is, one, skydiving. People who are kind of scared of heights skydiving, always funny, classic. But I think what makes it very good is Tommy, Tubbo, and Jack Manifold all seem like they are, I would put, like the definition of gamers. They are like YouTubers. They don't exactly seem like, I don't know. Well, they play games for a living. They're, you know, sitting at a desk every day just as I do. Playing games. So like when they go out into these like crazy situations, it's almost very funny their reactions to them. And obviously some of it's for the character, the camera, but they have built up this, I keep saying the word repertoire, but they've built up this good you know, relationship online, and then when they bring it to real life, it transfers pretty flawlessly, in my opinion. So when they do transfer it to real life, they are always working off each other. There's just some funny people they interact with, including like the people who did the skydiving stuff, like the people who own the place. And it's very, very funny. Tubbo is usually a bit cautious, but another video he stepped up and they're just running and all of that. He just almost seemed always unprepared, but unprepared in like a sitcom type way, which makes it very watchable and funny. So I think that unpreparedness, that, oh, how he's going to get over that situation, how are they going to overcome this? They're a group of three people who don't see sunlight. That's what it feels like. That's like almost the calling to it, the hook, per se. The gimmick.
I'm leaving this stutter in because it's honestly just funny.
It's like the gimmick of it. Oh, three gamers do like crazy things. And now, so he posted this on his channel 4 days ago. And interestingly enough, even though he posted this on his channel, he started a vlog channel as well. That channel is called Tom Simmons. I don't know if that's his real name. Maybe it is. Maybe people found it. So I just made a channel called that. But it has one video that was released 4 days ago, right? 4 days ago. That video has 5.6 million views, and the channel has 2.9 million subscribers. So yeah, it's doing pretty well. And that is where he, I think George, Jack Manifold, and Tubbo all do this military-like obstacle course, which is honestly, it's not that crazy of an obstacle course. It honestly doesn't look very fun, but it is such a funny video. it is just the five of them being just complete and utterly unprepared, dragging this like fake cannon around, just walking on like wooden beams, and they just take, you know, this regularity that's like, oh, why would you want to do that with your friends? And they make it a very funny situation. There was enough of them and there's enough energy in there that the content just comes through fantastically. And I think that he has incredible potential with this vlog channel. I think that honestly people may like it more than the Minecraft channel, because the reason the Minecraft channel is successful, like, the reason that people like Tommy is his interactions. He grew on the Dream SMP. Let's remember that. And that is basically just interactions with the medium being Minecraft. So, and you know, also in all his mod videos, again, I said there's like four people. That's interactions with the medium being a mod. Now, he is taking that same medium and just bringing it to real life, with this time the medium being a military course. And he can keep that interactions and keep putting it in new situations and how they react to it and how they interact with each other. That is a perfect formula. And I think he knows that and knows how to be successful and knows how to edit it and knows how to frame it, knows how to do thumbnails and all of that. And it's super, super great. I think he's going to be very successful on this vlog channel, and I can't wait to see him succeed. Now, I don't want to repeat myself too much and say he's funny for like a sixth time, so I am going to leave it at that. Thank you guys so, so much for all the support you have given the podcast. Let's see if there is any reviews to comment out. I know there was that one who suggested the Tommy in it. So shout out to you. A quick shout out to, it's just EFCHSR. You have a recommendation, I'll take it in mind, check it out. J sucks question mark. Thank you for the recommendation of doing Tommy in it. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate both of you too for the 5-star review. I will continue doing what I'm doing, and thank you so much for supporting. And again, if you ever have any recommendations or stuff you want me to do, just email it to me at yt.with.the.boys.podcast@gmail.com or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, hopefully 5 stars, and I will definitely see it. So thank you guys all so much. Goodbye.